You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
With me, renowned expert Susan Constantine, body language star. Susan, break down what you observe in Suzanne Morphew's husband's statement.
Yeah, to begin with, he says, "Oh, Suzanne." Usually when somebody says, "Oh," there's usually a strong emotion, there's fear, maybe there's some sympathy behind it. It's kind of an odd way to open up with, "Oh, Suzanne." And then he uses the word "if." So if is that question is like a question mark, if you can find her, if she is out there. So that is that kind of struck me as kind of odd. One of the things that I was really interested in was the pausing. There was a short pause when he says, if there's anyone has you, and there's this pause. And when there's a pause, he's gathering his thoughts. That's what we call cognitive load. You got to tell a story differently from what you know. So therefore, there's that slight kind of a brain mishap, so to speak. So then that's where you hear the pause. In his own language in itself seems to appear that he's kind of holding back information. He's not really speaking to I love you so much with emphasis. I miss you so much. The voice inflection is very flat and monotone, and it doesn't bring me to feel that emotion that he is really missing his wife. He pauses again. There's a second pause when he says, we love you and we miss you. And he pauses and he says, no questions asked. I thought that was a really odd statement, or right in the middle of it. Like, you know, I am so concerned that I don't want to know what else happened. I just, no questions asked. I think that was embedded in there for a particular reason. And when something is out of place, I pay particular attention to it.
With me, Susan Constantine, breaking down Suzanne Morphew's husband's statement.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.